Listener support at Christian Radio Life 100.3. That was Danny Gokey and New Day. Hey, it's David Mann at 521. We are in for another dose of Wednesday wisdom. And joining me on the phone lines, we have Wes Huff of Power to Change. He's an evangelist and someone who's got lots of experience sharing the gospel. Wes, there's always things that we can fine tune and do better at. And I think one of them is to be able to ask good questions. Could you just speak to that a little bit?
Part of effective evangelism is not just being able to answer questions. Sometimes we need to question the questioner or question the question itself.
Like Jesus, right?
Yeah, definitely. There are multiple examples throughout Scripture where Jesus effectively breaks through the questions that are being asked. We need to realize that the right answer to the wrong question is still the wrong answer.
Wes, could you give an example to help better understand this?
So when I was younger on the playground in elementary school, I would walk out and I would say to my fellow students, can I ask you a yes or no question? And if they said yes, I would say, does your mother know you're stupid? Now, this is a trap. This is a sign of my total depravity as a child. Because if they said yes, it means they are stupid and their mother knows it. If they say no, they're still stupid. Their mother just doesn't know it. And sometimes they would say, well, I don't know. And I would say, that's because they're too stupid to answer the question. There is no right answer because the question is actually framed wrong. And so when we're sharing the gospel, when we're talking with other people, I think we need to realize, first, there's a questioner behind the question, that the question they're asking might not be actually the question that they're struggling with. And that we need to be careful that we don't just jump to the first immediate answer that we think is the right answer if the question is set up in a way that actually incriminates us before we open our mouths.
Okay, that's helpful, Wes. That's definitely important. I think this is an area that we all can trip up on. Another one would be trying to communicate the gospel differently to different people. What do you have to say about that?
We definitely need to know where the individual we're discussing with is coming from. The gospel does not need to change. The gospel message doesn't need to adapt and be catered to. However, it does need to be contextualized to different audiences in different situations and circumstances. I mean, we even realize this in the fact that we stand in the 21st century and the Word of God that I'm reading on a regular basis is in an English translation. That's been communicated to me through a translation. Now, it was originally written in languages like Greek and Hebrew, but it is translated to me in terms and phrases and words that are made understandable to my context. Now, that's a one way of contextualizing the gospel message that we can understand, in the sense that you don't have to learn Greek or Hebrew to truly understand the message of the gospel. And yet, that doesn't change the gospel message. It does need to be contextualized, but it doesn't need to be adapted and morphed and changed. The gospel remains true, like the character of God remains true, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And in fact, capitalizing on what I just said about languages, there are sections in the Old Testament, in Hebrew, particularly in Jeremiah, where it switches from Hebrew, which is the language of the ancient Israelites, to Aramaic, which is the language of the rest of the ancient Near East, when it tells an individual to address the nations around them. There's even a contextualization in the Scripture itself of saying, you know, when you communicate this, communicate it in the way that they will understand, and the way that that's communicated to us in Scripture is actually switching that language in, you know, the ancient manuscripts that we have in order to communicate it more effectively to those around us.